It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Mrs. Judith Hlanze, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Naye, thank you for having me, and good afternoon to the listeners.
So tell us what this project that you are talking to us is about. What is this project called?
Our ministry, our project is actually a ministry, is called the Patterson Park Primary School Education Focus.
Okay. So what is it about?
Okay. This ministry actually, it started this year. Mm-hmm. However, the spade work started in August last year.
All right.
You see, Patterson Park School is an Adventist school in Orange Grove, Johannesburg.
Okay.
This school is 91 years old.
You're kidding.
And Patterson Park School has been using education to minister to communities around Johannesburg using Adventist education.
Okay.
So over the years, our target has been Adventist and non-Adventist children,
right,
who can afford tuition fees. So we recognized as a school that our education ministry was lopsided,
right,
as we were seen to be ministering only to those who could afford the service and leaving out the ones who could not.
Right.
So you see, Naye, our school vision says, our school's vision says to know, to experience, and share our hope in Jesus Christ. And when you read this this vision, you'd see that it aligns very well with the Gospel Commission. It says in Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, not some, all nations. And in Matthew 24, verse 14, the Bible says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world,
right,
for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So as a school, we recognize that Patterson Park is not just an educational institution,
right,
but also a mission center that's offering education with a redemptive purpose. And I would also like to highlight our mission statement. It says Patterson Park School is committed to deliver a holistic education which concentrates on developing their learners' spiritual, cognitive, social, emotional, and spiritual abilities in an inclusive, non-discriminatory milieu. So the emphasis there is in an inclusive,
okay,
non-discriminatory milieu.
All right.
So we looked at the fact that as a school, are we really being inclusive if we're now going to leave out those who cannot afford Adventist education?
Okay.
So to balance this out, to balance our ministry, we developed the Education Mission Focus Initiative, which aims to extend the education ministry to at least 30 non-Adventist children per year. So to do this, we approached churches within a 30-kilometer radius of the school in the Johannesburg region. And we asked them to identify children of new converts,
right,
who could not afford the school tuition,
okay,
but are willing and would like to benefit from Adventist education.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is that what we want is during the week, the school will do the teaching. On Sabbath, the church will do the preaching. And at home, those of our children who come from Adventist families, their parents will continue with the teaching. But for those children whose parents are not in the church, the aim is to reach out to them through this ministry or through ministering to the child. So basically, the school is working with departments within the church, that is your education department, Children's Ministries Department, Pathfinder and Adventurer Ministries, Family Ministries and Personal Ministries, to ensure that these young souls are taught of the Lord 7 days a week.
Right.
So currently, on our registration roll, we have about 15 non-Adventist learners from low socioeconomic backgrounds.
Okay.
So to cover the cost of these precious souls, the school is soliciting for sponsors who are willing to partner with us and the church to spread, or the churches in Johannesburg,
right,
to spread the gospel through education. So that is what we are about.
Tell us, you've answered literally all of the questions that I had here. But now I'd love to know the children. What's the role of the children in this project?
The role of our children, that is our non-Adventist children and Adventist and non-Adventist children who've been learning at Patterson Park,
right,
is to co-minister with us.
How?
Because there is a powerful tool called positive peer teaching.
Okay.
Yes, because when these, what we have noticed is that these young people who have just joined us this year, they come from different backgrounds, non-Adventist backgrounds. They know nothing or very little of the Adventist teachings.
Yeah.
So when they interact with our children, automatically, directly or indirectly, they're able to learn about Adventism.
Okay. Okay.
So that is the role that our children who've been with us, the role that they are playing.
Okay.
And now, okay.
No. Go on.
So, and we, if we were to go back to our vision statement, it says to know, experience, and share our hope in Jesus Christ. So the very learners that we have registered this year, our non-Adventist team learners that we have registered this year, what we are hoping to do is to make sure that they know about Christ, that they should personally experience Jesus Christ. And then they will be given an opportunity to also share their hope in Jesus Christ.
Right.
So we're going to involve them in community outreach services, whereby they will visit orphanages, you know, to give to the poor, to give to those who are in need. We also have a police station nearby.
Mm-hmm.
There's a correctional service there where our children have an opportunity to visit, share toiletries with inmates, share tracks, share a verse, sing to the inmates, give hope to those who are hopeless. Mm. So these children will be involved in our outreach programs.
Okay. Now, you said you wanted our listeners to partner with you. How can the listeners support the work that you're doing and participate if it's possible as well?
Yes. Certainly we need people to partner with us. We invite those who cannot preach, because some of us cannot preach.
Yeah.
Some of us cannot hold Bible studies. We invite those who are not missionaries or gospel workers, and who are not teachers like us, but would like to further God's work.
Right.
So we invite them to partner with us by financially supporting a needy child.
Okay.
Because we've identified that some, yes, they cannot afford tuition, but they are also needy, you know. So we need those who can sponsor a needy child. And by so doing, they will be contributing to a child's education. They'll bring hope to families. They will contribute to the development of the future of citizens of this country, who are definitely our future leaders, who will lead their communities with integrity.
Okay.
And I believe that's what we are looking for.
All right. So those who are able to, how do they reach you? How do they contact you? Is there an account they can deposit to? Is there somebody they should call? What do they do? Give us the detail of how people can do what you want them to do.
All right. They can call our school.
Yeah.
I'll give the school number.
Yeah.
And our number is 011.
Right.
640.
Say that again. 011-640.
Yes. Okay. 4126.
4126. All right. Let me see if I got the number correctly. It's 011. Yeah. 640-4126.
Yes, okay. That is our direct line. Okay. And our account details.
Yeah.
It's Patterson Park. The name of the account is Patterson Park.
Yeah. So Patterson is P-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, correct?
Okay, let me spell it out for you. It's P-A.
Yeah.
T-E-T-E-R.
Okay.
S-O-N. P-A-R-K. Yes, Patterson Park Primary School. So the account name is Patterson Park.
Okay. All right.
All right. The bank is Standard Bank.
Okay.
The account number.
Yeah.
00.
00.
Yes. 183.
183.
86.
86.
87.
87.
Yes. 00 1 8 3 8 6 8 7. I'll repeat that. 00 yeah. 1 8 3 8 6 8 7.
Yes. All right.
The reference there, the reference to be used is Mission Focus.
Okay.
Yes.
Mission Focus. Got it. So I'm going to repeat this later on before I leave the show so that whoever may have missed it right now can be able to get it again later on. All right.
Sure.
All the best.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Nayet.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Patterson Park Primary. And, they're having something that you don't get to see every day. Children participating in missionary with the entire school and churches working together to bring people into education and the Lord. I'm looking forward to participating in that, aren't you?
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.